Please start recording. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the Neuralo General Assembly agenda call taking place on Thursday, 19th of January 2017 at 20:00 UTC. On the call today, we have Judith Hellerstein, Glenn McKnight, Louis Wu, and Javier Rojove. We have received apologies from Liz Maker and Joe Catapano. From staff, we have Silvia Vivanco and myself, Yeshim Nazar. Finally, if I could please remind everyone to state their names before speaking for the transcription purposes. And over to you, Judith. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much. I was hoping to get a better turnout for the session, but because we have a lot to cover. But I have a couple of good volunteers here. Oh, good. Seth is coming. Great. Let's wait a minute so Seth gets very active, get his audio all set up. Okay. So, Seth, thanks for joining. We were just starting. We were waiting for more people to come, so I'm glad we waited for you. This call is to focus on the agenda. You guys volunteered, thanks so much, to help out plan the agenda. And as I discussed in the email, we have to figure out how we're going to pick our policy topics and what are we going to be talking about at the event. Glenn, do you want to quickly and succinctly review a little bit of the logistics before we get on to the policy?
I can do that. Hey, folks, thanks for joining us today. What we have is we've done a lot of work on the logistics, working with the ARIN staff, ICANN staff, myself, and volunteers at ARIN. We've been working on trying to work out all the nuts and bolts of coordinating. And one of the big things that needs to be done by all the ALSs is everyone has to register. They need everyone to register. We sent that notice out to everyone, so that's top of the responsibilities. But if we can scroll down in the middle panel, what the logistics page, which I've shared, is all the various tasks that we've been assigned to do in terms of pre-planning and actual the event. So I'm not sure who has control of the panel, but if we can go down in the panel down to the past the to the schedule section. So what I have,
Glenn, scrolling rights are enabled, so everyone can control their own AC room.
Great. Okay, everybody, if you can see the central panel, you can enlarge it if you want. But what we have is each of the days in terms of logistics. So what we have is arrival on Sunday, depending on your flights. But the air and newcomer session is from 3 to 4 on the Sunday. There's also an air and social at 5:30 to 6:30. And this is why it's important for everyone to register. I know Judith has registered and I have already. You need to indicate if you're going to different things, such as the social. So that's why it's important to register. So from a logistics point of view. And then we're looking at an informal dinner at 8 o'clock. That's on Sunday. The next day will be at 8 to 9. We'll have our huddle. So we have to go through the agenda. What do we want to discuss between the time of 8 to 9? And then throughout the day, from 9 to 5, we have the ARIN sessions, and then we have a social in the evening. We're looking at ISOC sponsoring that social at 6:30. Then on Tuesday, we have the same huddle idea again at 8 to 9. And at that huddle, we get together again, and that's an opportunity to bring in people such as John Kern and others who can't be with us during our larger event on Wednesday. So again, from 9 to 5 is the ARIN session, and then we have a social at 6:30, cocktails at 6:30, and then we have our dinner at 8 o'clock, and then our full agenda is from 8 to 2 o'clock. on the Wednesday, and then, you know, if all goes well, everyone is able to leave, or if people want to stay longer, but they have to pay their own hotel. So that's that is, in a nutshell, the time slots we need to fill. So we need to fill in what agenda items from 8 to 9 in the first 2 days, and also the full agenda from 8 to 2 on the Wednesday. Okay, back to you, Jiz.
Glenn, thanks so much. I appreciate that. My question for you is, I thought Aaron usually has a big social on Monday night. Are they not having that?
To respond, it's Glenn for the records. I haven't seen evidence of that. There might be right after that they usually go somewhere, but I haven't seen evidence of that. When that happens, we'll slot it into the evening agenda.
If that's the case, instead of the Aaron newcomer social, we could just have the ISOC do a larger social, and since the Aaron newcomer one is only drinks, she says, and not food, we could slot the ISOC in Sunday night instead. He's flexible.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen what his financial commitment is. I know he's committed to a social, so it'd be nice for him to actually clearly state that, what he's willing to do.
So we do have socials
from 5:30 to 6:30. So what are you suggesting? That he sponsor a dinner right after that or something else on Sunday?
Or maybe we have, that instead we have a larger...
ISOC, like
Aaron was planning on doing. And I can discuss that with him. But he said he's willing to have his thing any night that we chose.
Okay.
This is what he told me.
And
if you want to suggest a different night, he's happy to make any choices.
Okay. Sylvie, is that a question for me?
Yes. Thank you very much. I was just would like to suggest that instead of looking at the schedule as a whole and trying to fit some other sessions, perhaps the best way forward is to look at the actual meeting time that you have at your disposal. I counted 10 hours, but I think it's 8 hours, because you have on Wednesday from 8 to 2, and then 1 hour on Tuesday, and then 1 hour on Monday. So you have a bunch of, you know, you have a good chunk of hour that you can use for topics. So why don't we focus on that, the discussion?
We were just about to move to that one. Don't have those.
Okay.
And Sylvia, Seth wants you to speak up louder because it's hard to hear.
Yes, I see that. Okay, thank you, Seth. Sorry. I was just suggesting that we focus on the time that we have at your disposal for meetings and decide on the topics or whatever business that you want to discuss. Thank you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So thanks so much, Julia. Okay, so any other logistic things before we move to the policy?
No, not at this time.
Okay, great. Okay, so the next item is the policy topics. So we are done. Glenn had put together a survey last year of different policy issues and asked people in Naralo to vote on them. And the top topics they've talked about were accountability and transparency, engagement and how to engage with stakeholders, internet governance issues, ICANN and the public interest, and security and stability. And so the question is what do we want to have all these topics? Do we want to narrow them down? What do you think the focus should be on them? I'm thinking these topics are called for the Wednesday, but one or two of them could be on a Monday. But I'm thinking that the Tuesday or Wednesday ones, the Tuesday could be like an overview of what's coming up on our first Aaron Day, and we would spend that first hour talking about that. And then maybe Wednesday, depending on when John Curran can speak, it was Tuesday or Wednesday, he would start off with that, and then we could focus on certain issues. But I'm thinking these larger topics are better suited when we have more time. And so that's what I'm thinking about doing that on that day. And I'm wondering, what are people's suggestions? Do we have Javier or Louis or Seth, do you have any particular thoughts on this?
Hello, sorry, I lost the connection. I would ask you if you want to be kind enough to recap a little bit.
Sure. So we picked five of the survey that was done in the past year. We've narrowed down five policy topics that Navalos were, ALSs were very interested in, and those were the ones I sent out earlier, and they're also on the agenda screen. And I'm wondering, for Wednesday, do we want to narrow these down further? Do we want to have different tables, possibly? What do we want to do? And Seth, yes, who's going to be preparing them? That's also an idea. We could suggest presenters and find presenters or facilitators for each one of them.
I like that idea for sure, because you will need a facilitator to nurture the discussion.
So do we have anyone, who do you have anyone to suggest as a facilitator?
I think that we should ask our members who wants to play that role.
Well, but a facilitator can't just be someone who's interested. It needs someone who's very good on that area.
Mm.
There's a difference between interested
and
being a very good facilitator. And so, for example, I know Olivier has been a very good facilitator on different topics. And so someone who like that, who can do it. Now, Seth, you said you're a facilitator, but sometimes a facilitator doesn't necessarily have to be an expert in the topic. They can just be someone who's able to get conversations started.
Yeah.
So there are people who are expert facilitators but are not knowledgeable that much on the subject. Yeah, so these were the larger subjects, that was a thing. So and then the thought is, do we have all topics at the same time? Do we break them out and have some at different times? Do we narrow down this list? What do people think?
Well, I think that we won't be able to cover that in depth if we go down the list. We won't be able to go deep enough in any topic, I think. So maybe we could have some different tables with an expert for each of the topic that we would discuss. Some of the topics there might be a very short to cover, but I'm right now I can't answer that because I don't know who's been working on everything and the kind of information that we still have that we have available right now. So, for instance, legal and regulation, you know, you can talk about that for the whole day. And
I know we wouldn't be picking. I picked these were the survey, but on the screen, I narrowed it down to the five topics, which were on the right side of the screen. Now, we also could ask for some ICANN speakers to talk about these issues. And we could have them come, too, and discuss them.
Well, I guess it's very logical.
What?
It's very logical.
Right. So yeah, so if we like, for instance, security and stability, maybe we can get one of the ICANN staff people, like Patrick or someone, to mm-hmm. come in and give us a talk on that. And certain other issues, you know, accountability and transparency. I know we have to see who's going to be at the Aaron's meeting, but maybe we could find someone to talk on that. Who's there? So, that's what I wanted to narrow down to three. So, of these topics, how should we narrow it down? So I looked on the survey. The percentages are sort of skewed because it's just the people who participated. But I guess that the three hot largest areas here are engagement, internet governance, and public interest.
Yeah.
So should we pick those three? But there's a very small difference between that and accountability.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just one person. So I think maybe we should just pick four. We can easily narrow it down to we drop one off. So we drop off security and stability because that got dropped off. And so we just now have engagement, internet governance, and ICANN in the public interest. We always talk about again. Okay, so Seth brings up an idea. Seth, do you want to talk about your why you want to drop engagement? Seth, we can't hear you. Okay, I guess he doesn't have it. I guess his mic is not working.
Yeah, maybe Seth's muted. I don't know. I agree with Seth because we're always talking about engagement, and for each of the topics that we would keep, engagement is going to be part of it somehow, you know.
Okay.
Or maybe at the end of the day, we will have to talk about engagement. But
okay.
We don't want to spend, you know, all the time on engagement.
Okay. And then what we could also do is we could discuss how to increase engagement in those three areas. So we can have we'll have accountability and transparency.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have internet governance issues.
Yes, and public interest.
Yes, and the public interest.
Yeah, so I'm back. I'm back.
Can
you hear me?
Okay.
Yes. So, Seth, do you want to...
I know that we spend so much time on engagement at each of the other the assemblies and...
Okay.
I know it's important, but it doesn't seem satisfying. You know, my big problem is that... Educating all our members about all the topics going on, it's I think the GA meeting is a unique opportunity to do that. So I think getting high quality content out is very important. So hard for us to assimilate everything going on, you know, via the monthly meetings and postings. So I like the idea of having
right. Okay. So one way I think we can get engagement in other ones is besides having the policy tables for the three, we can also talk about is engagement, but there's also how do we get more volunteers to do different things. So that's maybe we can just talk about different ways of trying to get more volunteers. And that could be something else that we talk about. Another thing, Tom, what we were discussing, welcome, Tom, is that we were selecting of the top policy statements that people in the Nevada were interested in. We were selecting accountability and transparency, internet governance, and ICANN, and the public interest. Is that right? Someone vote for Louis. You had a question.
Among the topics that you're covering, if you want to be logical, there is the IANA group, who's now IANA Evolution. I'm quite surprised by the percentage of the people who want to discuss that issue, because it's kind of it's kind of talking about the future of the internet there and the policy processes that we are engaged in collaborating to. And this is one of the topics I think that we should be covering, because it's something, you know, in itself, it's something very important for in our work. So I'm suggesting to add that topic.
Louis, we did this survey last year, and we didn't get as many responses. Do you want to redo the survey? What do you want to do? It's up to you. Glenn, you created the survey.
Yeah, I did do the survey, correct.
Do you want to ask?
And this is Louis talking. And at the time, Glenn, we were talking about the IANA transition. Now we're talking about IANA evolution. It's a little bit different, and I think that it would be interesting to cover that to a certain extent. I'm not talking about maybe for a long period, but I think that it should be addressed. Thank you.
This is Javier, and I really like that IANA evolution topic.
Okay.
We have to focus on the future, I think. I don't know if domain names are gonna be there for a long, long time. We have to see what the function is, you know, and so that we can think what's our relevance in the next, you know, 10 years, you know, 5 years. I like that topic.
Okay. Louis, do you want to be in charge of either leading it or finding us a facilitator? Louis?
So, I'll try to find a facilitator, and I will write something on that for the group.
Okay, good. So, yeah, so you'll be in charge. We'll put Louis down. We'll put Louis down as giving suggestions for facilitators for that group. And then also, could you write us a little blurb about that? So that we can send it to the facilitators. That will be great. Okay.
Yes. I would like to have Javier with me on that, because he's also interested in that topic. So, Javier, you accept to exchange a couple of emails with me?
Javier, is that okay?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Who wants to take on the accountability? I think we were also talking about accountability or security. Who wants, what's the, what do we say? I'm just looking back on the chat. On the survey, it was public interest. Okay, so public interest. Is Garth coming?
Yeah.
Glenn, do you think we could assign that to Garth, or what? What do you? Who wants to help?
Judith, may I suggest just assign people public interest. Evan is good on it as well. Just put names to to topics, and they can say no. So, yeah, Garth does consumer trust. Just put him and Evan in that and just go through the list.
Okay. So we'll put him and Evan on there in their center, and they will send us and then have them send us a little blurb and any suggestions for facilitators or presenters. Okay. So that one is done on internet governance. Are we going to have anyone, do we know from staff who's going to be there? If not, I can find a facilitator and talk on that and find someone to talk on that issue.
Judith, I'll volunteer for that one, and also the board member, that's also an Aaron attendee. I'm sorry, I can't remember his name off the top of my head.
Oh, yes. Ron.
Yeah, so put Ron and me on that one.
Yeah, okay. And I can help you out if you need me.
Thank you.
Okay. And then... So that's the three issues that we're talking about. So we're not going to talk about accountability or what? Do we...
No, we can talk about it, but we need to find a facilitator.
Okay. We have to see who's coming. Maybe Glenn, closer to the event, can we mine the list to see who's coming on that? Or do we want to put Ron DeSilva on that as a board member? Or why don't we slide in Alan for that?
Correct.
Yeah, so let's slide in Alan for that, assign that to Alan, and he can maybe have him work with Ron.
Correct.
I don't know if Ron can come to the meeting, but we'll just have him work together.
Yes.
Okay. So now we have these three topics. Now, do we want these to happen at the same time? People pick a different table to go to? Or are we having three different sessions? I kind of like the idea of different tables that people can get more involved in. Louis, you raised your hand.
Well, yes, I think that it would be a good idea to ask everyone what they want to be, to make a choice, in other words. And then you will see by the results how many tables we will have and how long it's going to be. You will have your answers. So for instance, people will attend Evolution, and if there's enough people, then there's not enough people for a topic, well, then we'll have to take a decision, to make a decision on that.
Yeah, okay, that's a good idea. So we will put these three or four topics out and ask and say we're going to have them at the same time. Three topics I would say we're going to have them at the same time, and which session are they most interested in going to? If that's what I'm hearing, right?
As Tom is suggesting, maybe a doodle on that previous to the meeting will be appreciated.
Okay. Well, we were planning on having this question out there beforehand, before the meeting, and saying these are all planned top sessions, but we can't have that until we have who the facilitator is and have the blurb. So we need first, before we send out the question to the people on the who are coming, we need to have a short paragraph about each of the topics and who the facilitators are, and we will then be able to figure out which sessions are most popular. And Glenn, yes, we will have a scribe that will be assigned at each table. Who's ever there, one person will be assigned as a scribe. And Glenn, you have a hand up.
Okay, so guys, we got to remember this is a general assembly. We have to come up with some deliverables. It's not just people talking to each other in small presentations or breakout. We need to walk away with some statements on where Norello is gone, where it's come from. So we need to give an overview of our strategic plan. We have to ask the community for their feedback. And then part number two is education of our community, obviously, with these breakout sessions on policies. But remember, we want to get people engaged to start writing policy stuff. It's not just saying, oh, this is what it is. We need to remember why we're doing this General Assembly. So, and then at the end of it is some action points. So we have to remember why we're doing this. So that's just my general comment. But in terms of layout, I think short presentations, then breakouts, and then short presentations, then breakouts. And if we can have a doodle room where the scribe has access to summarize the points of what the table is and so that it's all documented, not on scraps of paper, this could be easily documented into a final report because we'll have to collate all this information and report back to ICANN. Back to you, Jim.
Right, yeah, so Glenn, yes, so that's what I was also going to say. The scribe would then we would have to have talk one on the strategic plan. That would be also a point to talk about. I want also to have a little discussion about the policy, what is it, the triple P's? The D triple P or something like that, the guy who's doing it, I want him to give a little discussion on that too, and then we could break out later on with these, and then come together and have each of the scribes present the discussion that was had in each of the breakouts. And so that way they can discuss it, and then we could have the whole other part. So you're saying lunch, Glenn, you're saying lunch should be 12 to 1, and then 1 to 2 with the summaries and action items. Okay. That's good. So now the question is, where do you think it's best to slot in Yoren Marby, the CEO who wants to come? Do we slot him in on Wednesday? Do we slot him in on the 8 to 9? He doesn't like early mornings, so I don't think 8 to 9 is a very good idea. From what I understand, he doesn't like early morning. So what time do we want? Should we have him be a luncheon speaker? What are people's thoughts?
Sorry, Judith. He explicitly doesn't want to do that. He wants to get down and dirty with each of the tables and move around and hear what our community is on these topics. He doesn't want to stand and do a large presentation.
Okay, so it's great. So why don't we have him do when we're doing the breakout sessions? That way he can come to each table, and then before that he can give a few minutes talk about introducing himself to people, and then we'll go into the breakouts, and then he can go to the breakouts. Glenn, what do you think about that?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. So, breakfast is is 8 to 9. 9 to 10 is, 9 to 10 would be strategic plan. And then I think maybe should we have them, these breakouts be, when, 9 to 10, I guess, maybe 9 to 9:30 strategic plan, and 9:30 to 10 would be the DPPP, what's that group called? Sylvia, what's that group called? The policy group.
Sorry, what's that?
the D triple P or the three D double D, that the policy group. The guy who's teaching the policy pilot.
Ah, the pilot, the document development pilot program.
It has such a weird name, I cannot remember it.
Yes, this acronym changed a couple of times. It's the DBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDB
Even Sylvie doesn't know what it is. Yeah, so it, we need a new name for this.
Yeah.
We need a definite new name for this.
Yeah.
Well, there's a pilot. There's a pilot to about a policy project and teaching how to people how to write policy statements. So, that is it, double D or double something. So it has a weird acronym. But maybe you could put it in the chat, and then we'll have that give a little overview for like a half hour or something like that. Then we'll have a little coffee break, and then we'll go straight to the breakouts.
Okay. Now
and have these breakouts.
Mm-hmm. Remember, this is a pilot project, and the consultant is under a contract with ICANN, so... definitely, we will need to check on whether he will be available to participate.
Well, because this is where we have all the ALSs together, and this, we want them to get idea of what services are available. This is the best time to introduce it, is what I'm thinking. Glenn, what's your thought? Glenn?
Sorry, what's that?
What's your thought? I thought it would be a great time to have the guy who's running the consultant who's doing this pilot introduce this and tell people about the services and about the pilot and how they can get involved and
there
learn.
Is two people from Norello already assigned to the to that pilot, Gordon and myself, and we've only had one call, and I haven't seen much on that, so I don't really see the value of Neil speaking on this or talking about it. It hasn't materialized much. They gave a contract to two people to produce some stuff, but I haven't seen anything yet. I think if you're going to talk policy, Heidi really knows policy. Ariel knows policy. Gosh, and they can give a really good overview on the core policy stuff and give that 20-minute overview on the core topics of why policy is important and why we have to do policy, and then break the breakouts on these topics.
Okay. So then, Heidi, so scrap that. Heidi or Ariel will be slotted to give the half-hour overview. So first we'll do strategic plan. Nine to 9:30, strategic plan. 9:30 to 10 is policy. Then coffee break, short coffee break. Then we'll give breakouts about. We'll give 15 minutes to Joran to give a little introduction, and then we'll start into the breakouts. So the breakouts will, I guess, happen at 10:30. What do you want to? Do you think an hour and a half or an hour? Glenn, what's your thought? Anything on the thought?
Sorry, I'm
an hour
reading,
and 15 minutes,
and I'm trying to give comments. I'm not really. So, what are you asking me now?
I'm asking others if we schedule Joran to speak at 10:15 to 10:30. And then we would have the breakouts. Should the breakouts be, I think they should be more than an hour, but whether they should be an hour and 15 minutes or an hour and a half, and looking to see what other people think about that.
Okay. We just have to work on what works right and giving breaks and people's time.
Right.
But if we don't put
if we don't put it
in restricted time and a timekeeper, this thing can go on forever. The people have to be strict.
Right.
Otherwise, you're going to have some people just waxing poetically for a long
right.
time.
So that's
they have.
Why.
If you do.
Well, that's what we're going to, what we'll do is at the tables, we'll slate it in for, like, I think an hour and 15 minutes. We'll slate it in for that. And then we'll have people going around and telling them when there's 15 minutes left. And that they need to wrap up the discussions.
Judith, I'm sorry. So, I'm reading the comments, and Tom has asked, and he asked this before in the agenda a long time ago. He asked if he could have a spot to do a presentation on the city TLDs, and I think that's important in terms of North American context. And I think it's also important to force Chris to talk about the North American strategy.
Well, I wanted to talk that in the very beginning. Can't we have Chris talk at 9 a.m.?
Yeah, okay. What about Tom's suggestion?
Okay, Tom, so yeah, I think it's a good idea. So do we want, what, Tom, what did you have in mind to do? How long a time did you want? Tom, can you let us know how long a time you want. While Tom's getting ready to talk, Louis, you have a question. Oh, 30 minutes. Okay.
No, it's only to remind everyone that we've been talking about that, and Tom's totally right. And I had some emails exchanged with Tom, and I also agree with Tom, and I would like to be talking a little bit about having a regional register, which is the case of Quebec, and share a couple of views on that during that part of the meeting.
Can we split, Tom? Can you and Louis split the half hour and talk about that?
Louis talking, Judith. Not necessarily, but I want to introduce some of the issues that we're facing with Doc Quebec. And an awful lot of the issues are shared with what Tom is living in New York.
So what, do you want to do a joint presentation? Do you want to do a separate one? I don't think we have an hour. We don't necessarily have an hour left to do. Because then I would like to, I think the breakouts, I would like them to be in an hour and 15 minutes. We'll see. We can give you, we might possibly can get 45 minutes, but really I was thinking 30 minutes for both because we want to have time, as Glenn noted, for the write-ups and a summary. And so we really don't have as much time on that. Another thought was maybe, Louis, you had another question.
Yes, it's not a question. It's 30 minutes going to be fine, I think, to cover that issue. And we don't have to go up to one hour. I think that 30 minutes is going to be fine.
Okay, so you both share 30 minutes, right? Okay. That's good. Okay, yeah, because we're worrying about time. And, yeah, so I do want to, and I'm thinking, so we might need, Glenn, you have a question, but I'm thinking, so when we schedule Chris at 9, do you want to go before Chris and talk about the need for strategic plan? And then and have Chris go afterwards. What is your thought on that?
Okay, I strongly suggest just throw something down. We can move around the chess pieces after. Just get the timelines worked out, and if it's not logical, who goes where, we can move them around. I think given time, Judith, my suggestion is just create a sheet, put the names, put the time slots in. I just want to go back to what Tom was talking about. I just want to stress that we're going to have an opportunity to meet each other and have some brain, you know, icebreakers and get to know each other as a round robin. So each of us will have a chance to stand up and say what our passion is, what we're interested in impressing upon ICANN. We have a great opportunity now. Goran has been gracious enough to join us. We'll have Chris Mondini, the VP, there as well. We'll have staff. This is our opportunity to shine. This is our opportunity to tell them what North America needs from an end-user perspective. This is a great opportunity, and we're housed in within Aaron. We're going to stand out. We'll also have a table for outreach as well, which I need to talk about at some other stage. But I'm just saying, Tom, Javier and myself, we're creating these little baseball cards, and we're going to be able to summarize what our passions are and trade it with our group. So it's going to be an interesting opportunity during the socials and afterwards to really make some connections. So Judith, I just wanted to stress that.
No, that's great. That would be good. Yeah, we don't want the icebreakers. Do you think we should have the icebreakers on the first time on the Monday? Or do you think we should do it on Wednesday? Icebreakers on Monday. Okay. So we'll do the icebreakers on Monday, and then we'll do an explanation of, you know, the sessions that you'll see and what's going on. And then we have to figure out who's going to speak on Tuesday. And then we'll just plan this out, the schedule on for the other things. When should we invite Joran to speak? So we should he come when we discuss the strategic plan? That might be an interesting thing. I don't know how long, Sylvia, can he stay?
Hi. This is Sylvia. For the record, you know, I cannot tell you like already now, but I assume it would be 1 hour, maybe two. We would need to check on his availability.
Yeah, because if he could stay 2 hours, then that might be good, because then he could come for both of the for the strategic plan discussion and the and part of the breakout.
Okay.
And I think that might be some a good idea to get a flavor. And then I also think it might be interesting to hear what people have to say at the strategic plan to impress upon Chris the need for a strategic plan for North America, and possibly he will hear us more if his boss is there. But I don't know how political that thinking is. Unless anyone has other ideas. Any other ideas? Okay. Okay, if anyone has any good icebreaker topics to do on that Monday morning, that would be great. And we could submit some ideas. I love the ideas of playing cards, and maybe you guys can lead. Glenn, can you lead the icebreakers? Can you and Javier lead the icebreakers?
Sure, just put it down. Judith, just assign people. We don't have to have votes, and you have to do like a Cheryl, you know. Oh, thanks, Javier. Thanks, Louis. Thanks, Seth. That's all.
Okay. Okay. So we're coming to the end, and we've pretty much discussed most of the topics. Does anyone have anything else to add? Good. Nothing? Okay. We'll put it on the calendar, we'll fill up the wiki, and then we'll ask people for feedback on putting these items down. on the agenda thing, and we'll try to figure out what the where to go, and then ask people suggestions. Sylvia, was that you?
I was saying very good. Great, Jen.
Okay. Okay, so we are now calling this meeting over. 1 minute to spare.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Judith.
Thank you. Bye-bye,
okay.
Everyone.
Thank you all. This meeting is now adjourned. Have a lovely rest of the day. Bye-bye.